Good evening, Rabbi Stein. We're on Chof Zion today.
Well, I mean, do we know if they used to actually plant it like the Snomer stuff? That's the way they described it on Chof Zion base?
That's not how they planted it. That's not how they planted it. That's the way it developed. Yeah, kachav. We said that depended on the fertilizer. Yeah. So we're continuing on. This is a continuation of the last thing we said on the previous page. We said that Remeir was going in the shita of his Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva was machalik between things which are lach and that which is yavesh. And Remeir also seems to have a similar machalik when he went ahead and said that if you harvested the shachas be'emtza hasodeh, that would create a chiluk. The Gemara compared the shachas to be like that which is dry and that which is moist, because the shachas is compared to the dry because that's what you need now, so that's the one that's readily available for the animals. And the stuff which is on the other two ends of the field is obviously not ready yet, so that was the moist. So that was a comparison to Rebbe Kiva. So now the Gemara is going to continue on with that and challenge that to say, why are you saying that this is only like Rebbe Kiva? Perhaps Rebbe Meir could even come out like the Chacham Shita, who argue on Rebbe Kiva. Correct. Ami Chavraya Kumi Rebbe Yaisi. So the Chavra said, always good, the scholars, whoever they are, the friends, the scholars. So they argued like this. Lomali Rebbe Kiva. Who says that Remeir is coming out like Rebbe Kiva? Afilu Rabbanan. Even if it comes out like Rabbanan, it could also work. Desninan Tammon. It says in the Mishnah, which is actually the next Mishnah, Hamachlik Bitzolin Lachin Lashok. That is to say, you have onions growing in your field, and you're going to take out the moist onions to take to market. And you keep the dry ones for storage, means you leave the dry ones in the ground to dry up a little bit, so those you're going to bring inside your house for storage. So in that case, the Chacham say, each one requires its own peya. The ones that are lachen is one peya, and the ones that are yavashim are another peya. So you see already the Chachamim themselves also have this distinction between dry and moist. So why are you saying Rebbe Meir is coming out like Rebbe Kiva? Even the Chachamim who argue on Rebbe Kiva, right? Mm-hmm. Because in other words, so we have to explain. So why are the Chachamim mechalek between one and the other? So what was the svara of the Chachamim by Rebbe Kiva's Mishnah in the case of the Menamer? So we explained that the reason was because really the dried stalks that are in the middle, the spots, you could have left them standing. You didn't have to harvest them. You could have left them standing as is and waited for the rest of the field to ripen, and then had done the whole field at once. They didn't have to go and do each one individually. The fact that you decided to do one individually is not that's not necessarily a raya that it's two species. So that's the Chacham Shita over there. Mashain came by the onions. The onions, you have a specific purpose for one group of onions, which is that those are going to go l'shuk, those are going to be moist, and you have another set of onions which are going to be dried out, and you're going to keep for storage. So since you have two purposes, and they're two separate harvests as well, so that the Chacham hold is going to be two.
So here we have two separate halachas that are part of the characteristics of what makes an area included as one in Peah. Is it the same bin, and is it being harvested at the same time? And this case is, are we following one versus the other?
Correct, and that's going to be the machlokes, Rebbe Kiva and the Chacham. That's correct. Yeah, so the so this was the question that these Chavrai were asking, that why are you saying the Rebbe Meir holds like Rebbe Akiva, although it was his Rebbe, that's no question, but Lachora, he could even hold like the Chachamim also.
Is someone knocking? No. Just looking in.
Yeah, I'm Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi tries to defend the comparison that Rabbi Yochanan made on the previous page. And he says, Sham Anon, is that the word? How do you pronounce it? Sham Inon, how do you pronounce it? Shuk v'gairan shnei minim. That, you know, if you're talking about taking some to go to the market and some to be harvested, some to be storage, rather, that's two species. That makes sense. But lach v'yave shnei minim? Are you going to say that the Chacham therefore going to hold that if it's moist and it's dry, then it's also two minim? So there's no basis for that. The Chacham hold that moist and dry are one min, and therefore Rav Meir could only come out like a Bekiva and not like the Chacham. That's the way he's learning the Gemara over here. Okay? That makes sense? Okay, next. This line is a little kind of strange. There's two ways to learn this. Chetzio lach the chetzio yavesh. So one way to learn this Gemara is like this. That first he, let's take the case of Rabbi Akiva. First he went ahead and he harvested the dry stuff that became dry first, right? But the rest of the stuff, in the way we had presented it before, the rest of the stuff that he left behind was still moist and had some
growing
to do, right? Let's suppose the other part of the field was partially already fully grown. That's what he seems to say the Pshat is. If when the early ripening stalks were harvested, the remaining produce was partially moist and partially dry. So it had already started to ripen. In other words, it hadn't fully ripened, but some of it had ripened, right? Oh, if Rabbi Akiva made this, and then Rabbi Akiva is also going to agree. The two sides are so alike. In other words, if it's completely unripe and completely dry, so that's what Rabbi Akiva is going to say there, two separate parts. But if one part is kind of ready, but not quite ready, that's close enough to be considered one. That's one way to learn the Gemara. So in this case, chetzio lach, chetzio yavesh means that the produce itself is partial. Another way to learn it is it's chetzio referring to the field. Down in the interpretive textual interpretive variants, A. Okay, other commentators understand the Gemara that the half the field was moist and half was dry. So even if he harvested each half separately, he still agrees only one half, only one pay is Y. The two halves are not viewed as two fields because he had to start on one side or the other. So moist and dry as distinct species only where the moist and dry produce were interspersed throughout the field, okay? So he had to choose which type he was going to go do first. So by choosing the dry first, he showed, you know, he went to specific locations and picked this dry, that dry, that dry. So by picking the individual locations, he was megala his das, that he wanted this to be actually considered a separate harvest from the rest of it. That's the idea. By doing so, he clearly demonstrates his intent to divide the two types. Right. Marshankin over here, it's not that way. Okay. All right. It's,
where are you?
We're on 27A1.
47.
27A1.
Oh, I've been about six blocks ahead of you. Okay.
I highly recommend you take advantage of the green. You see the green ribbon that you have there with your Gemara? I suggest you use that.
Oh, okay.
I use it. I wouldn't be able to find where I'm at without it.
I hear.
For Asninon, we learn in our Mishnah, this is a question whether this is challenged or not. It could be the Gemara is not Garis for Asninon. Okay, whatever. But because we're going to learn this kasha, and this kasha, I apologize, this is going to be the kasha of the year, which really is really way out there. Hasnin on the Gemara challenges this assertion. We're now going to, we just made an assertion that Rabbi Kiva, right? Rabbi Kiva is going to hold that if you have partially dry, partial, let's lay in the first shot, right? But that it's partial, that it's all going to be considered one. Then, in other words, Rabbi Kiva, there's a case where Rabbi Kiva will be moited to the Rabbanan that it's all one. That's what we're saying, right? Rabbi Kiva said it's two if it's distinct and separate. But if it's partial, then he's not going to argue. He's going to agree to the Chachamim. The Gemara is now, Kasha is going to be, it, when it says over here in the Mishnah, Moite Chachamim Rabbi Kiva, Vizareya Shavas Ochara B'Shosha Mekomos, that Rabbi Kiva, the Chachamim, hello, Joey.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. That it says the Chachamim are moida to Rabbi Kiva in a case of mustard. So without even explaining, I'm not even going to explain now what it meant that the Chachamim are moida to Rabbi Kiva. Let's just not even worry about that. The Gemara is just conceptually saying it only says that there's a hodah of the Chachamim to Rabbi Kiva. But it never says Rabbi Kiva was moited to the Chachamim. That's the way he learns this kasha. How can you say Rabbi Kiva is moited, that if it's partial, he agrees to the Chachamim? It never says moited Rabbi Kiva le Chachamim. It only says moited Chachamim Rabbi Kiva. That's the kasha. I never saw a kasha like this in my life. It's like, I push it. I put, it's mamash it's mechusar havana to say that therefore, because it doesn't say that, so therefore it's not true. I mean, I just never saw such a thing. What kind of diuk is that? It's like, okay. It's a very difficult read of the Yerushalmi. The Gra completely has a different mahalak in this whole Gemara. Okay. We'll leave it at that for now. Okay, next. Now, here he talks about this last line. It says, the Chachamim are moited to Rabbi Kiva by Shevis or Chadal in three places. Now it says, is it Shevis the Chadal? Are we talking about where you have both types? Or is it O Chadal? So now, it can't mean that. Kaini b'Shevis b'Shoshim Mekomos, Chadal b'Shoshim Mekomos. It can't mean, and it has, the vav must mean o, must mean or. Why? Because obviously, if you have two different minim, the chachamim are going to hold that it's two separate payas. That's not a moida chachamim l'Rabbi Kiva. That has nothing to do with anything we've been talking about. That's going to be a challenge. In what way were they moida? There has to be a connection between what was previously said and what we're saying here. So that's what they explain on the bottom over here. Right? So in footnote 12, after saying what I just told you about five lines down, in addition, such a case would have no connection. So, rather, see where it says rather? That's where the pshat begins. Rather, the Mishnah refers to two different situations. One where dill is planted alone, and another where mustard is planted alone. So when it says three places, it must refer to patches that are close to one another. They're not separated by two amos, because if they were far apart, then it would also be obvious that each one requires its own payah. So the Mishnah is referring to one species that's planted in patches that are near one another, and nevertheless, the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Kiva that one payah is not enough. Why is that? So the reason for that is because, I'm going to explain the next page. That's the next page. Next page, Chav Zayin on basis, I'm going to explain why the Chachamim Moida, that in the case of Shevis and Chardol, that you have to take separate payos each time you harvest it. One has to teach people how to silence their phones. It's very easy. It's one switch. Shmuel Amar, so Shmuel says the reason why the Chacham agree. Mnei she'ein harishon shebahem mamtin la'acharon shebahem. It means that one plant does not wait for the other plants. Each plant is going to ripen independently. Right? Now, before we previously, earlier on in the Masechta, we said that if it's not like Kitasa Ka'achas, that it's not Chayav and Peah altogether. Remember? We said that by the fig tree, famous fig tree, they're all ripening at different times, and therefore you're not Chayav and Peah at all on the fig tree. But yet over here, the Gemara says it's Dover Pashit. Right? Mm-hmm. That the chardol is going to, each plant is going to ripen independently. It's not a stira because there we were talking about a single plant having separate fruit that was ripening independently. But if you have each individual plant becomes ripe by itself, although there's a group of these plants, that's not going to matter, apparently. That seems
you
to be...
You have to take payah from each one?
And you're going to have to take payah from each plant. This is unbelievable. Let's see over here. Let's look at the bottom here. Let's go through this real quick. A farmer notices the plant of the dill is beginning to dry. The standard practice is to pluck it, leave the other one moist plants in the ground. They typically divide the crop of dill and mustard in this manner. Even the sages agree the dry and moist plants are deemed separate species. So first of all, that's what you have to focus on. First question we had was, we said, Moedim Chacham L'Rabbi Akiva B'Shevas V'Chardol. So in what way are they moedah? In other words, it has to be connected. So Rabbi Akiva held that when you had a wheat field which had separate dry areas and separate moist areas, Rabbi Akiva said that there was shteim in him. Chachamim said, no, it's all one min. Here, the Chachamim are going to agree with Rabbi Akiva. Why is that? Because over here, it's not like the wheat. By the wheat, you're going to leave it all grow, and you're going to end up harvesting the whole thing at once. You could do that. That would be a normal way to do it. It's also not abnormal to go ahead and try to pick out the dry ones first, but it wouldn't necessarily be that way. You could leave the whole thing grow. By mustard, it's not that way. By mustard, that is the derech. You're going to go ahead and you're going to pick the first one that becomes dried out first, okay? So they argue that we keep all the respect to grain, where most farmers wait until the entire crop has ripened, and then they harvest at the same time. So, therefore, they don't regard them as two separate species. Okay. All right. Anything else here?
Where are you reading from?
I was reading footnote 1 on page 27b1. Mm-hmm. Let me just go a little further here. Yeah, in footnote 2. Oh, we're not up to 2. Let's read. So that's the first parish is Shmuel. So Shmuel says, "Ein harishon shebahem, mamtin la'achron shebahem." We're talking about the individual plants. The next explanation is Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. He says, "Veneisha darkon lizora arugos, because they're planted normally in separate. Dill and mustard are different because they are usually planted in separate patches. So each patch is a field in its own right. Meaning, when I say a patch, I'm talking about the same min. A patch of mustard in patch one is going to be considered separate than a patch of mustard in patch two." That's what he's trying to say here. So again, when it says two or three places in the Mishnah, it's lav davka. It means it could even be two rows. According to the first pshat, it could be even one row, but it's becoming ripe independently, even within one row. So the shnayim u'shloisha is lav davka over here. That was one of the things you have to understand that.
Each row is considered a separate field.
Yes, each row would be considered a separate field. So, which means even if the patches are planted in close proximity, you have to give from each one. So now here, how is this connected? Let's see. Over here, he has a little more difficulty. How is this exactly connected to the machlokes of Akiva and the Chacham? Whereas before, it was very clear. We had moist ones and dry ones, and you're picking out dry ones. The connection to the machlokes was very clear. Now we're saying this has nothing to do with dry or moist. This has to do with the derech of how you plant these things, right? So it's difficult to see how the law is connected. So the Shari Amuna explains the connection like this. Whereas the Chachamim rule in the first part of the Mishnah that a single payah suffices for all the patches of the grain, even if they're far apart, they agree that every patch of dill or mustard requires its own payah, even if they're near one another. So that seems to be the connection. Okay, so in other words, we're not talking about dry versus moist. We're talking about close proximity. So that would be the idea. Al dante de Shmuel. Now the Gemara says that. So now we have an afkamina between Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. According to Shmuel, ma'afresh shmi called kalach, but kalach you have to take off each stalk. That's what you asked before, Dov, right?
Yeah.
So that's what he says explicitly. You have to take for each stalk. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Mafresh Mikal Aruga Varuga, you take from each and every patch. Okay, let's learn Halacha Beis. Hamach Mikbetzol, we already said some of it already. Hamach Mikbetzol, Machan Lashok, Mukai Mibesham Lagarin. We said if you're taking the dry onions for yourself and you're taking the moist ones to the market, nice and pale, lay lots of them, lay lots of them. You have to take pay for each one individually. Chaim Bahafunin, the same thing is true by beans, the chayim v'kam, the same thing is true by a vineyard. Hamedol, this is someone who goes ahead, and whenever you have it's hard not to crack a joke, but I'm going to try to control myself. Madel is normally is scooping out from the middle of something. So whenever something is crowded, you pick it. Like let's say you have three plants. So the three plants are too close together. So you're going to pull out the middle plant so that the outer two plants will have more room to grow. That act of that pulling out of the middle plant is called a madel.
Pruning, it's like Abdullah.
That's more than pruning. It's uprooting a whole plant. Pruning would just be thinning it out. What?
Same word as Abdullah. Separating that one.
You're separating it? Okay. And maybe when a boy gets engaged to a girl, so he pulled out the madel from the rest of it. I couldn't hold it back. I couldn't control it. Okay. Hamadol, Nisim, and Mazel Tov on Mayor Pasternak started becoming engaged. Yeah. Hamadol, Nisim, and Hamashur, Al Masha Shir. So then, obviously, so what's happening is the Mishnah is just simply telling me to push it. When you go ahead and you pull out the middle one, like that's another, that's obvious. It's madel, sounds like middle. So when you're pulling out the middle of a plant that's growing, so that's not called harvesting. In other words, that's not a harvest. You're pulling it out of the ground so the other ones will grow properly. So therefore, you only have to give payah on the mashur, on what's remaining, al-masha shir, on what remains in the field, what you pull out as part of this pruning process is not chayvim peya. Hamachlok miyachas yod, if you pluck the moist ones and the dry ones with a unity of purpose, it says over here, so what does that mean? It means he's harvesting them, means he's taking both the moist ones and the dry ones. Either he's taking them both to market or he's taking them both home. He's not going and selecting a specific type for any purpose. So in that case, Naisim Namashir al Kol, then obviously he's treating it all as one, so we treat it as far as Peah is concerned also as one. That's a good place to stop today. So we'll stop here on 27B. Everyone have a good evening.
Okay, now he's going to fix my phone.